broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
My love, there's only you in my life.
What song did Patrick Hughes sing? Endless Love or something? Endless Summer.
Reckless Love.
Reckless Love.
Yeah.
That was Endless Love.
You're singing Endless Love. Endless. That's a nice song, too.
Huh?
That's I like Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
No. No.
Sound more like a Lionel Train.
No, it was Julio Iglesias.
It was
what?
Julio Iglesias.
Might have been.
I think it was a female.
Was it? No, it wasn't a female. It was Endless Love is a guy.
Oh. It was a guy and a gal.
Yeah, I think so.
It was...
Yeah.
Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie and,
yep.
And what's her name?
Farrah Fawcett.
No.
Holly Stein, Yan.
No.
Speaking of Holly Stein, Yan.
It definitely wasn't here. Me singing.
You were a good singer. Remember coming back from that scrimmage and...
Yeah, I think there might have been Wilmington.
Oh, here we go.
You didn't know the words.
Yep.
Remember the song?
Rascal Flatts, maybe?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think it was. I think at that time we were talking about...
No, not that one. Yeah, we're talking about Holly
singing. I know, but I was gonna let you hear, see if you could figure out
I got shout-outs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout-outs.
Oh, that's good.
My partner, Harold Feely, is under the weather.
What?
He would not miss if he was. He's got to be. We need prayers up.
Especially with Holly.
Here. I know. He loves Holly.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is hurting when I have my partner.
We could have done a home visit.
Don't you tempt me. We'll go right down there. Mic's hot.
Well, we'd have to have Lysol and all that kind of stuff so we wouldn't all be
sick. I feel bad because last week I was kind of sick.
Yeah.
And now Big Fee's got the same thing. And I'm on the mend. I mean, I'm sounding good as ever.
You are. You sound a lot like you, Lionel Richie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or Diana Ross.
Jack, I just want to say, you had Pastor Q on. How good was he?
He's really good.
Man.
And I tell you what, and you know what, I loved having him on, and I like attending that. But you know what, we could probably do a very similar thing with... The Lutheran Church,
oh absolutely,
with the, yes. Methodist. You know, there's a for being such a very small town. We have some pretty cool churches here.
Yes, we do.
That's right. You know, Father Ned's a cool cat too. Yep. I can talk to him. He's just a neat bird too. Tonight we have the new girls basketball coach at Fort Carey High School, Holly Gann. Holly, welcome to the show. First of all,
thank you.
You know what? It's about showtime. We're next Friday.
Yes, and we are ready.
We are ready. You're calling it right now. We're ready.
We are. We'll take the extra time can get it.
All right,
but
that's a good idea.
You know, we're definitely there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We me and Jack and we've known you since you were just a little fart you know, it is amazing the road that you have taken to get here. And we're going to talk about the road you've taken. We're going to talk about what it's like to be the head coach of your alma mater. We're going to talk about your team coming up and your schedule and all that good stuff. We're going to pay bills right now. It's 8:30 in studio. We're going to pay the bills. Wayne Street Market is our host. Jack's going to sit here and help me interview Holly. We'll be right back. Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, three different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having one of the most popular bands around, Hammer Jockeys. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Season tickets for the 2019-2020 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. And they have extended hours this year. They will also be selling tickets Thursday evening the 14th until 7 p.m. Last year's boys season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 20th to get their reserved seat season tickets. After November 20th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserve seat area, they must also have a reserve seat season ticket because all lower-level seats are reserve season tickets. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25 that's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but it does not include a reserve seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserve seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Tickets for the high school girls' basketball games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students at the door, since there will be no presale tickets for the girls' games. There will be presale tickets available for most boys' games, and they will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the door for the boys' games will be $7. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls' and boys' home basketball games and are $25 for adults and $10 for students. Tickets for the junior high girls and boys basketball games will also be available at the door and are $3 for adults and $2 for students. Basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Is that commercial over?
That wasn't a commercial. That was service announcement.
The season ticket, 8 minutes long. If anybody's going to buy a ticket, they ain't going to buy them now. They're going to say, I ain't buying one.
Okay.
The impeachment proceedings didn't last that long, did they?
No, they didn't, did they? They didn't. Yeah, we're just giving you a hard time because we love you.
I didn't write it.
Yeah, you did write it.
Well, I made sentences out of it, but every detail is something from our school.
You get season tickets?
I will. I don't have them yet.
Will your dad get season tickets as a girls' basketball?
My dad is 2 for 2.
Yeah, he misses scrimmages.
Yep, we're still working on a shirt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But we are 2 for 2.
That's great. He has got to be just fired up.
You know, I'm sure we'll talk about this, but clearly my family is always there, supportive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that just speaks for the whole team. It's not just them, but it's just all hands on deck all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
So does he give you any insider pointers at the end of it, you know, like?
I get about as much as I got in high school, which is pretty limited.
Okay. So, and you're probably okay with that.
Yeah. Sometimes I do seek it out, and he just doesn't, you know, he thinks we're progressing, so he can see from Thursday to Saturday kind of some things that we only had one practice in there, but there's definitely some focuses that we tried to hone on together as a team, and he could tell a big difference between what we were focusing on practice on Friday and seeing that kind of play out on Saturday. So he can definitely look at those things, and he obviously helps me out anytime I need him to do anything. So
you got your path to get back here to Fort Recovery is an interesting one. You went to Defiance College.
Yep.
And you played basketball for the Defiance Yellow Jackets.
That's true.
And you played other sports.
Yep. And I was there, and I did track and field as well for 2 years alongside of basketball. And that was just as interesting. I got to throw the jav, so that was pretty cool. And I am a firm believer in those triathletes. I was, you know, a lot of us were back in the day. I just think it has a lot to offer. So I, with our team, we talk about just being that all-around athlete that use different muscles, get to work on that individual game just as much as a team sport. So at Defiance, that was always kind of a breath of fresh air to come out of basketball season. Absolutely. So track was pretty good.
So then you you get married, you go to Indianapolis, you have some kids. Now you're in Greenville teaching.
I'm in Greenville teaching. Yep, I teach 7th and 8th grade math over there. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome. The kids are neat kids.
Yeah,
get to learn a lot from them every single day.
Yeah,
and pretty much just. Math is not everybody's favorite, so we work on taking barriers down just like you would in basketball.
Right. How's that work, Holly, with you guys get out at 3 o'clock, 3:20?
My contract's over at 2:25, so pretty much once school's over, then I get on the road and...
You practice.
It works, yeah. It works out pretty nicely. And then Coach Vaughn, he works over there too, so he gets out just as early as I do, so some days if I've got staff meetings or whatever, then he's there to get them started, and we kind of just work really well together to balance that. So he's clearly a huge asset to the team.
Sure.
So I'm pretty lucky to have him around yet.
Yeah, absolutely. You just filled your staff, the last month or so. And why don't you go over who your staff is?
Okay, so Coach Vaughn, pretty much we do everything together. We make decisions. We are 50-50 all the time. JV is Chris Guckenbeller.
That's a great hire.
It was a good hire. I don't know everything, so I know that I need to surround myself with people that do. So that was my goal. So I think I got pretty lucky in that regard. So between the two of those guys, they have more experience than I do. Actually, one of them would probably get me more experience than I do. So again, surrounding myself with awesome people that know a lot more. And, part of that is we work well together and got to ask for help when you need it. So I feel like we have that good collectiveness, if that's even a word, but I'm going to use it, and it just works. So then we have down in the junior high, I have Mandy Gerlach, who was up at the varsity level last year, so she's going to go down and take the 8th grade. Tony Stahl is at the 7th grade, so, and then I keep on going, so we have a 5th and 6th grade league as well.
Yeah.
Mandy's going to take that 5th grade spot, and then Lindsay Lamb is working with those younger girls for me.
That's great.
So those guys are getting in the gym once a week too. Good. Just to work on some foundations and build that love for basketball, just get to understand it and have some fun with it. So
you it was when you was offered this job, and I know that you we had talked a lot about it, and you finally decided to take that job, and right now you got to think to yourself. See, here's my philosophy, okay? I'm going to tell you my philosophy. Is that I know you, okay? And I know these kids are going to love you, okay? Because it's just something about this girl is just, kids just, you just fall in love with her, you know? And I knew that I was a huge Coach Patch fan, right? I just love Coach Patch. And there's not too many people that I would stuck around for. But I knew when they named Holly the coach that I was going to be around, because you got to see this through, because these kids are absolutely going to love this personality, her fire, and they're going to work their butts off, and I'll guarantee we'll have a product that's going to be pretty good on the basketball court.
It will be fun to watch, but like you said, Coach Patch did a great job with this group of girls. They have solid foundation. I look at their basketball skills every day, and I say, I know I could never dribble that basketball that good.
You had no left hand.
No, I had, and these guys, I'll say, hey, you guys need to do this, thinking we're going to fumble a little bit, and I can take none of that. Yeah. That strictly goes back to Coach Patch and Jeff and Mandy and those guys that have worked with this group of girls for years, and I can never take any of that. But this, they, we've got something special here.
Yeah, I agree.
And
So your scrimmage, so far we opened up. The first scrimmage was St. Mary's at home. St. Mary was down a little bit. Perfect first scrimmage because it got you to get the girls, a lot of girls playing, a lot of girls making positive impact, and a team that we took care of pretty easy.
Yeah, I think, you know, scrimmages are great for a lot of things. So me being new, I haven't seen this. That was the first time I officially saw all of us play together throughout the summer, you know, with volleyball and vacations. And it's hard, you know, we forget that these girls are just girls, you know, high school girls. And we sometimes ask a lot from them. So we had a little bit of everybody everywhere. But this was the first official time that I got to kind of see how things work. So scrimmages are good to just to be able to kind of work on our lineup, see what some goals. A little bit of the teacher in me. I know the girls are tired of hearing it, and I'm sure they're listening and they're going to say, oh, goodness. But, you know, I'm very goal oriented. You know, if we take, we will talk about the big picture, but it's just breaking it down from there. And so when we went into the scrimmages, actually last Thursday and Saturday, you know, we kind of had four goals and say, hey, we're going to work on these four things. And the last one's always just to have fun. If, you know, if you're not enjoying what you're doing here, then we're never going to be able to take it to the next step. So four things. When I would look back at the tape, Coach Vaughn and I would talk, like we would literally look over those four things. That's it. So if I haven't really gone over in practice yet, I'm probably not really necessarily looking at it. It's probably just on the list for later. So the both scrimmages we had great success with some transition. You know, we were boarding, we were putting back shots, we were looking to shoot. So pretty pleased with those goals and the results that I saw. But that's a direct reflection of those girls coming every day, working hard, keeping an open mind with things I'm asking them to do, which could be different.
What's your scrimmage schedule left?
So it definitely gets a little more difficult. So Lima Bath is tomorrow.
Oh, that's a great scrimmage.
It's a great scrimmage. Yeah. So we're going to go up there to the Lima Bath tomorrow night. And then we have Tuesday, we got Fort Laramie. So, and, you know, polls are coming out and they're coming up in the top 10, absolutely. Like always.
Yeah.
So, and she's been around forever and she's, she's a great asset. I think that one of the biggest things that being on the other end of things, the coaching end, is that the network of people you get to meet and just how willing everybody is to just help you.
Yeah.
So we've had some really great experiences. Coach Vaughn clearly has resources. So he's great at networking and getting things lined up for us. But all summer we've been playing against other MAC schools.
Yeah.
So what's a better competition than just playing local?
Yeah.
Can't really get much better than that. So
when you talked about, like, you know, there were only four things that you were going to work on, and when you watch the tape, you just, from a coaching philosophy standpoint, you know, being new, so who did you look back and steal ideas from?
You know, honestly, some of it is probably the way I've played. You know, and I guess that, just watching like film, and like I said, Coach Vaughn and I, we have to be on the same page and be sending the same message. A lot of it is some of the foundations that I learned back in the day. Whether they are right or wrong, they were still effective. So a lot of it is just looking at your group of girls and saying what we can do and not focusing on so much of the can't. So if I look at the team, we talk about roles, we talk about strengths all the time. We try not to say, okay, well, we can't do this yet, we can't do this, can't do this. We just say, okay, look, let's look at these players. Well, we can do this, and she can do this, and we can do this. And I just talk to them all the time about how can we maximize everybody's strengths at the same time. You know, we talk about up players and down players, and like I said, we just talk about this process that we have to go through. And it's in, you know, I understand we have a game next Friday, but the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting, you know, we're going to get the same results, right? So we have to do something different. And that is the big message I'm trying to get to them now, is that, look, guys, I've been on a team like that. I've watched it through the years. The community has been there by our sides. It's time we've got to try something different. We got to do something different, because we're great. We're going to be you guys are a good team, right? And you know what? We're going to have a great record, and the community's going to be there and support us. But don't you want to take it to the next step?
Yeah.
So having that philosophy of this long game, okay, yep, you know what? Those goals, we add a goal every week. We focus on it in practice. Now we have one more and one more and one more, one more. Yeah. You know, and we are going to grow the whole year. We're not going to probably be at our best in next Friday. So long game. And getting start thinking like that. So just looking at your team, thinking, okay, what's our strengths? What's our weaknesses? Putting those guys in a position to be able to demonstrate those strengths. And obviously those things you're going to work on throughout the course of the year. And learning to deal with when things are tough. And the girls laugh at me all the time because Jeff probably laughs at me too. But we talk about just how are we going to work through when you're tired? You know, where's your people? And I think through the whole process, like if I look at the past, whatever, 10 years, if I've learned nothing else, it's for like surround yourself by people that will continue to lift you up, make you become better. And the people that are not going to do that, find a way to just get them out. So get rid of the toxic environment, create a foundation of those people that are going to continue to push you better. So practice.
What's what they teach us in at Arkansas on that? We got like, then we got some oars or some boat. Remember that?
I thought you were going to sing the whole world song.
No. No, remember, what was that thing we go to in Arkansas, Cooper's?
The lean training?
Lean training. So they teach you that, like on a ship, you got 15% leaders, 70% doers, and you got some anchors on the bottom. And
did they pay you to go to that training?
I can't. No, they didn't pay me. Yeah, they pay you. Yeah. Hell yes. Sure, it was good. It's so long ago, I can't remember anything.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is this from last week?
Right. You got a...
Well worth it.
Yeah.
But they did have a casino close by.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely. So you got a tremendous nucleus of kids coming back. And that's what makes it... That's what makes it... so much fun is when you look at these kids you got, and you got athletes, and you got a couple of girls a day that signed out LOIs.
Yeah. So Val Mullenkamp signed for Finley, and then Olivia Patch did for Hillsdale. So that's pretty impressive. We got two girls going to D2 schools, you know, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So we have infinite number of talents. And so, like I said, these girls are doing a great job about just willing to take the next step. We always are looking and having good conversations, and they're open mind and they're willing to try. And I had to be let in. This is the thing about the girls, you know, like I was the newbie. They were not.
Yeah.
So I had to be let in to them, and they had to accept me. And so I feel like we're good. I feel like we're good.
Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack.
So like, what was that process like?
Well, it's just like the biggest thing is they're girls. So I happen to also be a girl. So yeah, I kind of know how things work. But, you know, girls, they want to be valued. They want to be heard. They want to be cared about, just like anybody wants to. So, of course, they become family. I also know that I'm spending copious amounts of time with these girls. So you start to just... whatever. I mean, it's anything. They need to know that you care. And of course I care. All the time when they have to have conversations, it's like, of course I care about you guys. You guys are my family. And so having that relationship is kind of like when you, and I do feel like I have a background, but teaching it helps. It's the same things that I would do in my class. I'd set time aside. Yep, we probably didn't get much done in practice today, but, you know, we played fun Friday games. We got to build this experience and this culture of
make connections
and having fun. And, you know, like I said, if they respect you and they respond to what you're asking, that will get us further along the line. So pretty much, let's be honest. I come into the locker room yesterday. We've got a Christmas tree, bulbs, you know, everything to do with Christmas. After practice, the girls are putting the tree up. I'm like, all right. They're like, just you wait. It's going to look gorgeous when you come in tomorrow for practice. And so I'm thinking, all right, cool. Like, I'm all excited about decorating the locker room. I get there running a little late because we had some signings to do. I walk in, and I'm just so excited to see this array of decorations in the locker room. And I walk in, I'm like, how's that decoration? Oh, don't go in there. I'm like, why not? They're like, well, our tape didn't work. So I go in there. They got all of the things are just laying all over the place. And so I look at the tape on the ceiling and I'm thinking, I thought they prepared for this.
Right.
They look like they prepared for this.
How'd that work out?
Athletic tape. They tried to tape everything with athletic tape. So, you know, it's the beauty of the fact that it failed. Hey, it's no worries. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Yeah. Did we pick it up? Nope. Just sat there and just kind of hung down off their lockers. Didn't bother them.
Nope,
not at all. Not at all. And then, you know, and that's just the culture. So the other beauty is, you know, I brought in some stuff from home. It was like, got a TV in there. And we brought the old Wii up in there. Girls are showing 45 minutes up for practice. I'm like, why are you? They're calling me. Are you coming in? I'm like, yeah, I'll be in 15 minutes. What are you guys doing? Oh, we're just going to play a couple games of Mario Kart. Okay. If you want to come get the keys, then, you know, we'll go up earlier. But it's just that whole.
Yeah.
That whole Absolutely. Culture thing just ties in. And because ultimately, it's a culture.
You got, you come into it with Coach Patch and his schedule, and Brent, and this is not a cakewalk. They prepare you. They're, when they make this girl's schedule up, we play nothing but the best teams in the state of Ohio.
We play.
And you got to love it.
We play nothing but the best. Yeah. You're exactly right. So I think sometimes when you look at the records in the past.
Amen.
It's not a direct reflection of the girls that you have on that court, because obviously our league in itself is any given night kind of thing. You never know who's going to be showing up for that game. But then you look at the Liberty Bettons, OG, we're going up to Canton. We're, you know, we play everybody.
Yeah.
Tri-Village, someone's on my list. But, you know, we don't have it easy. But it's also, hey, we know that going into this. Yeah. So.
How your style of play? Will we be, will you, what's your offensive goal? 50 points, 60 points?
We have to score more than what we have in the past. So we do talk about that a lot. Is, you know, how do we get those easy baskets? I think there's a lot of times we work really hard, and that was one of our goals in St. Mary's. It was, guys, we're not going to give those easy baskets. So did we? Yeah, we had a couple where I'm like, guys, you worked your tails off, you know, for 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden we had a breakdown of communication and gave them a layup. You know, we can't have that happen. So offensive style is we will push the ball and we will be fast. So right now we've worked a lot on transition and spacing and staying wide and those kind of things. Obviously, as the year goes on, they start seeing us. They already know we have some players that they don't probably know about. And then we have some players that they obviously are going to be looking for. So working through those frustrations, we're going to have players that are on the radar for other teams that are going to get frustrated. So we have very good strengths. Everyone can bring something to the table. Sometimes if we just know what that something is, it kind of helps us gear everything kind of heading in the right direction. So offensively, maximizing those strengths of those ladies, we will be a get out and go team though. We'll have a couple sets in there, but ultimately we do our best with more of a emotion type offense, and honestly, that's what these girls know the best.
Yeah. Defensively, were you a zone girl? Or are you a
nope? We'll have some stuff in our pockets that we're not going to talk about just in case.
Yeah.
But we are very much a man to man. Right now, we are trying to get some to be a little bit more aggressive and understanding when to be more aggressive and when to get off the ball and just some basic going back to some foundational principle things. But as a whole, we've looked really well on defense. You know, we've gotten up, we picked up girls in transition, our movements. And like I said, I can take about zero credit for that. Coach Patch has done a great job with working with those girls and Coach Vaughn as well. And just getting them to read things. So now we literally, like I said, we look at that big picture. Okay, guys, we're going to run this and we're going to do some pressing. But then we just break it down and say, okay, based off the tape, looks like our help side is we're showing, but we're not really committing. We need to make sure we're committing. So today we worked on just breaking that piece down to say, okay, you guys have to commit, and where are you going to go after that? And girls tend to get real particular. Well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this happens? So Vaughn and I usually field the what-if questions for about 10 minutes because then we're finally saying, okay, what's our motto? Okay, we're just going to play. So we're no more what-if questions. We're just going to play.
Yeah.
Because we can get into the what-if game, but guys, it happens in such a split second that you play enough ball that you'll make the decision. It's fine.
So we got Buckeye 70, Villanova 46. What is that? 3 minutes ago in the game.
Wow.
How nice is that win for Ohio State? We are going to take a break. We're going to come back with one more segment here with, one more segment with your head basketball coach, Holly Gann. And we're going to get her feelings when that national anthem plays on her first game. What's going to be going through her mind? So we're going to run right back. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Chevy Malibu, which has remote start, backup camera, navigation, and only asking $13,900. Hastings also has a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, remote start, backup camera, only 29,000 miles, and asking $19,400. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, and test drive our selections at Hastings. Also, get your vehicle ready for winter driving ahead.
The Fort Recovery Merchant Christmas Open House is Sunday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy the live nativity scene, plus a live pioneer demonstration at the Log House. Story hour and crafts in the Fort Recovery Library from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Santa will be in his house from noon to 4 p.m., sponsored by the local Girl Scouts. Take part in a nativity scavenger hunt through participating merchants starting at the Fort Recovery Insurance. So enjoy the savings and fun at many of the Fort Recovery retail merchants during this Christmas Open House, Sunday, November 17th from 11 to 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
How many seconds?
You're there.
Russell Flats. Sam texts me.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, Russell Flats.
Thanks, That's Sam. Huge shout out for you.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Sam, for making fun of your friend.
Yeah.
And we're back here with Holly Gann and Jack Stogler and a rocker sitting over there. Rock, are you tired?
Nope, good.
Are you good to go? He's hurting with his phone.
Yep.
What happened?
He really hurt. His battery's dead. No top 10 list forever. Nobody's seen you. Everybody's worried about you.
I'm in a hole.
Neil?
Yeah?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yep, I'm out of the hole.
When's Thanksgiving? Next Thursday or two Thursdays?
Two Thursdays.
Yeah. And then our Christmas show is December the 18th.
Yep.
6 o'clock.
1 week before Christmas.
Six o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when it was last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any problem with it.
No,
whatever time, I don't care.
I don't think we started at 6.
Didn't we? Was it 7? So. Maybe a 7. I don't know. Whenever it is, it is.
Well, people aren't marking it on their calendars yet.
And I tell you what, Bobby, if anybody knows of any families that they believe would be good candidates to receive anything, you send us a text or send an email up to FR Radio and...
Yep.
We'd be happy.
I can pass it on to the committee. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Consider that.
That's right. Yeah. We're here with Holly Gann and Jack Stogler, and we're talking about the Indians basketball. And we open up Friday night, folks. Next Friday, Crestview Knights, which will be a good one. We traveling up there, right?
We are traveling up
there. Yeah, and then Saturday, do we have a game?
No,
just a Friday nighter, and then we're off till like...
The following Saturday.
Walpock. And that would be another good game.
Yep.
Yeah, so
not an easy road.
No, it ain't. It ain't an easy road, but you know what?
Well, it gets really easy. The one after that, it's Versailles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No big deal.
Two games in, we're playing a league game.
The boys are going to open with the league game.
Yeah, that's crazy. Really.
Yeah, because St. Mary's was our first game, and then we're going to play Versailles. So they're going to open league game, which is, you know, and Versailles has everybody back. So that'll be a tough one for Coach get started. So Holly, let's talk a little bit about your team. You got some good young kids coming up, or you got some senior leadership. You have a point guard that the sky's the limit. So your nucleus is there, and you also have some young kids that I thought played well in the scrimmage. And it looked like the overall, it just looked like the kids were out there having fun and just playing. And I think that was your goal, right?
Our goals are always that. Like, I just think it fosters around that experience. So if I look back on anything I do in my life, if we're having fun doing it, it makes everything better. So when I have to be the not nice person to critique things, they're way more responsive to when I have to. That becomes constructive criticism. It's not just criticism. And you know how girls are. They get real funny if you got to correct them sometimes. They just don't want to be wrong, and I understand that.
You was never that way.
I went through some stages of my life where I'm sure that I wasn't the best when I needed to be corrected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Depending on what realm it is, you know, maybe in the sports thing I was a little bit more receptive, but I know at home that was probably not the easiest transition, I'll be the first to admit, which leads me to Livy. But regardless.
How cute is she?
You know,
her Olivia, wiggle worm, Jack.
Me.
Oh, Olivia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's going to be something. You know, this is what I tell myself. You know, she fosters really great leadership skills at a young age.
Uh-huh.
You know, independent and relentless and very determined and just great.
And her birthday was this week.
Yep, great characteristics. But the thing is that we're battling with is those are really good things to have when you're about 18.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so when you're four and you're, you know, and I just don't want her, you just plateau. I just want to keep getting better. So that means she needs to kind of tame down a little bit so we can work on hitting her max when she's about 18.
Mm-hmm. And then Wyatt, who is Neil's best friend.
Wyatt is probably at home right now, and shout out to my mom because she's awesome. But yeah, Wyatt's at home. He's getting his homework done because he's going to the scrimmage tomorrow. So he knows he's got to get through those vocab words and those spelling words so we can keep.
Well, you know, he and I could be back in the back room doing that now.
Well, Neil, you have to tell me that before I get here.
Neil, okay. I'll bet Neil's good at them old vocabulary words.
Oh, yeah.
We went over the list.
Or you could
before.
Just listen and play the season ticket commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I didn't write that.
Fine. Jackie, you got any other questions for the coach?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
From a leadership standpoint, like out on the floor, you know, so you've got some key seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have four.
Do you establish an expectation of leadership from those four seniors, or do you just kind of allow it to flow where it goes?
You know, I think it's all about, like I said, it's building the culture of failure that helps us. So do you always want to have a leader on the court? Sure. But I also know that that's not necessarily the role for the team. We talk about talking all the time, and sometimes I get caught up on somebody being loud, and I think it's just because that's how I was. So I'm trying to really take a step back and say, you know what, you don't need to be the loudest person on the floor to be able to still establish those traits. And so I'm really trying to hone in on that. So if the players are on the floor or on the bench, you know, because I do have a pretty extensive bench right now. There's a couple girls that are not able to be on the floor, but they are the eyes and the ears right after myself and Vaughn, obviously. So they're constantly there helping them off the floor and looking at some things that they're doing wrong. So as far as a leader, you know, I think it's more just like everybody contributing to keeping the team going in the same focus direction that we have. You know, so obviously everybody has a different strength. Some people, it's, you know, I can say if someone hits the floor, this girl's going to be right there helping them up. Like that's definitely her job. When other girls, that's not their thing, but they're going to be doing something else that kind of contributes to the whole climate or the culture for the team. So defining one leader, I can't honestly say we have one person that I could say, oh, this is the leader of the team. I think it's a collective team effort. And all of us, I mean, all the way from Wyatt filling the water bottles up to all of us. It takes all of us to be able to move with that same focus in mind. And I feel like the girls are the same way. With that being said, they're very receptive to what each other has to say about something. So there's a lot of times where I'll sit back and somebody will say, hey, we got to box out better. Or, hey, I'm sorry, I missed my man. You know, and that's good conversations. And they'll always say, well, you're the coach. I said, you know, at this point, I'm more the facilitator. Like, I am very much a part of this, and I will lead you guys in the same way. But as we know, you can lead a horse to water, but it doesn't always drink.
Yeah, that's right. So, John Parker.
So we have
1983
to,
English.
Yeah, nothing happened in there.
That was not very good English.
So I think, and that just brings that ownership, and we're working on that culture of success and feeling it, and them having a role and a part in all of those things. So. We obviously have leaders of different categories, but to have one, it's just not how it works.
So is there like a coach or a leader that like you read their book kind of that you...
No, it's more like I just, you know, Coach Vaughn is really getting me to be a better on Twitter because he's like, you have all this stuff and you don't do anything with it. I was like, okay, I'm trying to work. So a lot of times I just, you know, just at night when I can't sleep or I'm scrolling through, I just steal from everybody. And to be honest, some of them are educators because there's not much difference between coaching and the foundations of that. I mean, the basketball stuff comes just because you've been around it. Some of the relationship and the team building and how to get a group of people to move towards the same goal and be all in, that kind of stuff, is just reading from here and here and here and here and saying, okay, this is what I want to do. And like I said, I can talk about Coach Pash a thousand times because he has laid a foundation, and I'm very lucky to come in with and just... you know, hope I continue to pass it on in the right direction. So, do I have a coach that I really look up to? No, I just kind of like to make my own.
There
you
go.
Just kind of build my own.
Who's when you look at how you gonna sleep next Thursday night?
Well. I don't know. At this rate, I'm probably going to sleep just fine.
Okay.
Because it's just been, well, you know, tonight's going to be late because late is like 8:30.
You know,
I'm right. So like my late is 8:30. So when 4:45 comes around, I'm like, oh man,
yeah.
Let's get going. So probably not well.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably have some stress headache that's coming in around lunchtime. I'm sure of it because I'll just be antsy and
absolutely.
Probably, you know, call Coach Vaughn a thousand times and he'll just say it's going to be okay and it's going to be okay. And you know, and I could tell those guys, if you're not nervous, I would be nervous. If you're not feeling these feelings right now, then you're probably getting a little... You're getting nervous, you know? It's okay to feel these things, and feelings are great. And that's something else I've learned along the way. I've never wanted to be, like, usually it was just all like, let's go. But it's okay to cry, and it's okay to be nervous, and it's okay to make mistakes. It's always just like, what are you going to do after it?
That's
you
right.
know, one mistake can't turn into two, and two cannot turn into three, and you can't come off the court and start screaming at me, because that's not going to be good for you. And so I think...
What about if I... Am I allowed to throw an ink pen at you or anything like that?
Well, I'm just going to say I might pick it up and throw it back. So I'm just going to let you know.
You don't want that, Bob.
No, I don't. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm fired up for this team. I'm fired up to watch you on the sidelines. I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun this year. And Fort Recovery Radio, that door is always open for you during the season, okay? And we love you. I know you got to get home. I know you got two little rugrats.
Oh,
and we don't want to keep you any later.
Hey, they probably love this. They're like, oh, 9:05?
Yeah.
This is great. You know, and I know my girls, they would love, anytime you guys need people up here to talk.
Yeah.
And you're getting it from one person's viewpoint. So it's, we are a team. We do everything together. I like to think we always make decisions together, but clearly I know that's not always the case. But sometimes hearing it from them and their perspectives.
And we got a big holiday tournament game in Canton on the 28th. Are you guys going to go up the night before, probably?
We are. We have that all figured out.
Good.
And, you know, that, again, good experience. They got itineraries and
no,
all kinds. Yeah,
do
I do. I do have an itinerary.
You going bowling?
you know, that right now it could fill the free spot.
Hey, because that's what we did at Berlin Island.
That is true.
Yeah,
and we went and we had the little experience on the country.
Yeah.
The country terrain.
Yeah, we had ate some great meals, too.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Goodness. Home-cooked ones.
That's right.
I thought we don't ever get that here, but.
But it was Amish.
Just, you know, as, like, you go through the season, you know, you've been really good at like the message that you're sending the team, you know, is you gotta have fun. Make sure you remember that along the way.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing about this is I'm just as excited to go to practice every day. In fact, I think sometimes I'm a little bit more excited than they are to be at practice, but it's just a neat experience.
Yeah.
So if you look back, and I mean, you can ask any of the kids that ever played, it's like, if it's a good one, regardless of the outcome, like if you'd ask me, hey, what was your record? I have no idea. Let me look it up real quick. I have no idea. All I know is just a positive one.
Absolutely.
Well, and the relationships that you built and the memories that you made.
Lifelong.
Yeah,
like, look at Bob and I.
Wow.
And he had to deal with me a lot.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
If it wasn't for Bob.
Holly, we love you. We're rooting for you. Folks, get out and support this team. You got fundraisers or anything? Or you just got,
you know,
we ain't worried about it.
We did a little clothing one, and so we'll be getting that clothing. And we made $1,000 off of selling clothing. Not clothes. That is.
Clothes.
It's getting really late.
Russell.
Yeah, it's almost dark.
Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome.
You need to go to sleep. We'll play Neil's commercial for you.
Yeah.
Yep, that would do it. But so the clothing fundraiser ran, that generated some good money. But, you know, honestly, the Athletic Boosters is constantly seeking out ways that the team can make money. So it's, the, you know, the WOW and the Jubilee and everything in-house here has really helped us with some funding. And you know, having a different light on the fundraising thing, I'm very anxious to see how we can start streamlining this.
Sure.
You know, so we're not asking all of our families to contribute a lot of money. Again, just coming from a different light, but fundraising for the clothing went really well. And so that's directly, everything's going back to the girls. So we got to run a free youth camp, you know, in the fall, and that was a huge turnout. And it's just good things, and good things happen with time.
So. Anything else, Jackson?
I bought a new top at the club.
Did you really? Well, I bet you look nice, too, in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look good, too. We are going to be right back. We're going to take a break. Holly Gannon, head coach of the Indians. We're going to come back. Me and Jack's going to talk OSU football. Sports talk. Bubba and Fee, right for this. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
There's going to be a tribe night where you can meet our Indians boys basketball teams, junior high, freshman, JV, and varsity on Saturday, November 23rd, with inter-squad scrimmages starting at 6 p.m. And there will also be a chicken and pork chop dinner starting at 5:30 with the various teams doing the serving. Scrimmages will feature all the teams from junior high through varsity playing one half each, starting with the 7th grade scrimmage at 6 p.m. The tickets for the chicken and pork chop dinners are $8 each, and you'll need to get your tickets by November 14th from the coaches, players, or parents of team members, junior high through varsity. Don't miss your chance to get a preview of our upcoming boys basketball season and get a great dinner, too. Saturday, November 23rd, dinner starts at 5:30, scrimmages start at 6, and members of our Indians teams will be serving the chicken or pork chop meal. You need to get your tickets ahead of time from players, coaches, or parents by Thursday, November 14th. There is no charge to watch the scrimmages.
We're back here, Sports Talk Bubba and Fee. Fee's out. Fee's sick. Prayers up, Big Fee.
So what's the matter with him?
I think he's got the croup.
Chest thing and coughing.
Wimp. Super wimp.
Wimp.
Very wimpy.
Okay.
Extremely wimpy. He's a lot like Rocker over there being a wimp. You've been a wimp lately. So Fee's a wimp.
No. No.
I was sick. I was here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Making Fee sick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's okay. So. Coach Mellon, I probably got him sick. I hope he didn't get sick.
Well, I hope not, too.
Oh, he'd hate me, too.
He would.
Be terrible. God, it'd be horrible.
So when's their first game?
That, well, it's supposed to be next, the 29th.
Is what it's
St. Mary's, but they're still in the
Saturday,
football.
Yeah, so they, that's
so my guess is we're going to open up like December the 5th versus Versailles. If I was looking, you know, I'm just.
Find, I think it's like, here it is, yeah.
That's my prediction, probably the 6th, I think it is.
Yep, but here's the schedule.
Yeah, so then we'll open up with Versailles and Jay County, so. That'd be fun. Hell yeah, that'd be a great time. Tomorrow the Brownies play, Brownies Steelers.
That's big.
That is huge.
Yeah, prime time.
Yeah. You a Browns fan?
I like the Browns.
I didn't ask you that. I mean, are you fired up for them or you, no, nope. No chance?
You know, show me, you know.
A win over Buffalo, don't trip your trigger. We got to win Thursday.
Yes.
If we can beat the Steelers, and then we got like the Dolphins and somebody
Dolphins
else.
Dolphins and the Redskins and the Bengals twice. Yeah. I mean, you know what? The rest of the season, other than the Ravens and Steelers, the Browns would be favored in every game.
Yeah, probably right.
You know? So if like they can win.
They got to win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute must.
That's a biggie.
Yep. Buckeyes roll tonight over Villanova. Chase Young, a 2-game suspension.
Perfect. Yeah.
So Michigan's boards were lit up today. They're in a rage.
Yeah. I'll bet so.
2 games. Maryland and Rutgers.
Is that because, well, that's how the schedule goes. So are they mad because he got, you know, They wanted bad things to happen.
Well, and you know, they're saying Ohio State turned it in then because they knew there's a 2-gamer and you know,
yeah,
they've known this. So how come they didn't suspend him right out of the get go? And
which is probably
conspiracy theory. Yeah,
that's right.
You know, but still, I mean, the fact that he got suspended for anything like this is stupid.
Yeah,
it's just
it is.
I think it's a technicality, but it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. Did you watch impeachment still today?
Didn't.
Neil, you watch any of it?
I didn't get to see any of it. I had a lot of stuff going on today.
What'd you do, Neil?
Well, I got up this morning and got fillings. Then I came back over here.
Fillings.
Whoa.
Oh, my life, Neil's fillings. Irv Alpert.
No, that's Morris Albert.
Morris Albert. Yeah. Irv Alpert played a trumpet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tijuana Brass.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had my feelings. Something like that.
I don't think it was him.
Again in my heart.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Feelings.
You like that, Rocker? Whoops. Rocker. He's out. Here it is. Sounds like us.
Yeah. No, you were better, I think.
Nothing more than. Who's this? Irv Alpert?
No, Morris Albert.
Morris Albert.
Yeah. I like the Chinese, Japanese version of it.
Really?
Yeah, Fee Rings.
Fee Rings. Didn't Buckwheat sing out on Saturday Night Live one
night? Probably did.
Remember that? Buckwheat Day. Oh, that was the best Saturday Night Live. Buckwheat.
Eddie Murphy is like, that is one of them.
Yeah, you don't get no better than that. What else you got? Anything else? Nice vest. You look good. You got good colors today.
Thank you. It matches.
No, it don't. It doesn't. No.
Yeah. It's radio.
I never wear that.
It's radio.
What do you think? Look bad?
Kind of like Mr. Rogers had a love child.
It is. You should have said that in front of Pastor Q.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers had a love child.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Rogers.
You go and see that movie.
Yeah, we're having Tom Hanks on in December.
Are you really? There?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I made that up.
I like Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Would like you go see Midway?
Is that the Army movie?
Yeah, the one about the Battle of Midway. Yeah, yeah. I probably won't because those kind of Army movies kind of bother me.
Why?
It just makes me mad that Japan did all that stuff to us. And we can't hate them anymore because they turned into good people after that. You know, we beat them and they're friends. That just seems wrong to me. But, you know, Japan and Germany are two biggest
allies.
Well, they're two of our biggest allies now. You know, we're trying to kill them. They're trying to kill us 75 years ago.
And then who's
It's awesome. And it makes me mad. We shouldn't like people we used to hate.
You know, it's great. Interesting because I've been watching the TV series Mad Men, you know, which is
Netflix.
Yeah, which is about the advertising thing.
Yeah.
And this is like in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
And Honda is coming into this advertising agency and is wanting to get a bid on their product, and you know, one of the guys that owns company fought in World War II and absolutely went off on this entire thing. It was just exactly what you were talking about.
Yep. And you know, back then you definitely couldn't trust them. I mean, we've got 50 or more years now of you know, they're pretty good.
If like you're but, still holding that grudge,
yeah,
that's, yeah.
And I kind of, you know,
let's change subject.
Yeah,
how about school cancellations? How do you put them on? What if you ain't around and school's canceled?
Well, I usually am around.
And if you're not?
Well, I don't know how that goes. I can do it remotely. I can put a generic thing on. But what I do, when I get the call, I don't answer it. Then I have the voicemail, and I come up here and put it on the air.
That's what you do?
Yeah. I record it and get all the little
mumble-jumble. You should be on the air. We got to get a morning show.
Okay.
Jack?
Well, I miss the traffic.
I do too, miss traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we still have the helicopter.
And Rocker, we got to get a morning show.
Yeah, here we go.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Hmm? But you can't get up anymore.
Yeah, I can.
No.
I'm already up.
Huh?
So, I think this is our morning traffic report.
Yeah.
It's not.
There it is.
Yeah. There we go.
That sounds good.
Yeah, our traffic
report. So we got the traffic report helicopter.
Yep. Yeah.
We just gave somebody to come over and man the mic.
I can do it if you get somebody to do it.
What we need
to do is get Bill to win the lottery so he can quit his job and come do this.
6 a.m. morning show.
Yep.
5. Too early?
That's early.
Yep.
I'm just saying. You in or out?
I'm out.
Well, you're up.
What time you get up?
Huh?
What time you get up?
6:05.
Seriously?
Serious.
Do you really?
Yep.
What time you get up, Rocker? You got an alarm or not?
5:30.
What?
5:30.
Why do you get up so early?
To start my day.
At 5:30 in the morning?
Wake up.
Uh-huh.
Make coffee. Do my little sugar test.
Okay.
Take about three cups of coffee.
Coffee drinker?
forget who I am for half an hour.
Nice.
Is that the coffee or just...
That's just your meditation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That works,
I'm
too.
I'm not rocker.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I wake up and realize, hell, I am rocker.
What? Nothing crap. Changed.
No, sir, you're lucky. You're the luckiest guy in the world.
Oh, I got a sports question for you.
I love it.
It's kind of an ethical coaching. I should have asked her when she's here.
I'm against it.
Okay, let's say you're up by 45, 50 points.
Okay.
What kind of sport?
Any sport.
Okay.
At what point is it an insult or is it an ethical thing where you say, it's time to send in our second team? At what point, where's that line cross?
All right, so here's my philosophy in basketball. Okay, my philosophy in basketball is the first half, you play first half basketball, okay? And then you give them 3 minutes in the third quarter, and then you're done. I mean, that's just, you let them play, start the third quarter, call off the dogs, piss on fire, this game's over. Let's bring in the subs. In football, I have a little different philosophy. Okay, my philosophy is that if you have a stud player, all right, I'm taking him out halftime.
Stupid to keep him in there.
You can't get somebody if you big picture. All right,
but what if he stays in the second half for quite a while in a lot of the games, he can set the state rushing record.
Well, I mean, that's what ifs. That's fine. You can what if from then.
That happens. That happens in our league a lot.
Well,
where something like that can.
I'm just saying, there's no excuse for being up by 42 points late in the third quarter, and your best player would get hurt. How would you answer that?
That would be stupid.
Yep. Yeah.
So you can't take that chance, I don't think. But everybody's different. I mean, kids are one,
well,
you know?
And you know what? The thing that I do support is, like, you when Ohio State had their, you know, second team in, and they were still throwing passes.
Yep.
You know, to me, you've got to give that second team an opportunity to... You run plays, because at any given time, whether it's the running back, the quarterback, the wide receivers, those guys might need to do that with the first team.
Okay, so Fort Laramie wins 82-0 against. Now you got to remember the clock is running.
Yes,
and they won 82-7 over National Trail, whatever it was. That cannot happen.
Now, I don't know any details about that. Was most of that in the second half? Was it their second team? Was it their first team?
And I don't know.
Did they score by accident?
I don't know.
You know, not
don't
trying
know.
Hard.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's where I have a little trouble. If they were trying to do that, that is really bad.
Well, I think it was like 56-0.5 or something that. Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. Okay, you're gonna laugh at this.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I would get probably fired if I was a coach. So let's say you're ahead 70-0, and they're about 8 minutes going to game, and they get the ball and they don't make it and they punt to you. The first play, I'm punting back.
Give it to them again.
Yeah, go. I don't care. I'm punting.
Okay.
You hear me? Punting.
Yes. And Delphus did that to us. And it really made me mad.
What'd they do?
They punted on first down to us.
Well, that was nice of them.
No, that was a move, an arrogant move, saying...
No!
But you're
watching that game with a chip on your shoulder.
Yes, I am.
So
would it because in that same game, they had left their running back in the fourth quarter to set the state record. And I wasn't happy about that.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
I don't think, you know, he was able to get plenty of yards against us, and he set the state rushing record, and that made me mad. I believe it was that same game that they punted to us on first down.
Remember the time we went there to watch Fort Calvary and Delph St. John's?
I was already there, but you guys hadn't made it yet.
And the score was 21-0.
And we hadn't run a play.
Or no, it was 14-0. And there was 10 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yep. and they probably scored on the next play because it was they had 21
and we never Big P went right minutes. Around the parking lot, never stopped, and drove right out. 14-0 in two minutes.
And if like I recall correctly, there was one where they got the ball first, scored the touchdown. They kicked off. We fumbled the kickoff.
Yep.
They scored on the first play.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the first series it took them two plays, but still it was like 30 seconds.
I was there.
That's awesome, man.
And then either 2 years before or 2 years after that was when we set the state record that's been broken since then for the longest possession.
Tyler Garkey.
Yep.
Yeah. Anna beats Minster. Anna is really good.
Yeah, really good.
Anna is going to win state. I'm going to call it.
Say so.
Mm-hmm. And the Marion Fort Laramie winner is going to win state.
That's probably right.
Rocker.
Are we talking football and ticket?
Yep.
Yes.
I don't know who else is out
Notre
there.
Notre Dame
does
not win in state.
I hope not.
Because Notre Dame sucks.
Does Notre Dame still have a team?
As far as I know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know from a Marion standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But there are seven, aren't they?
Yes, they're playing.
Yeah.
The final in that bracket is Marion versus Laramie and Bremen versus Perry. Bremen's beating Perry.
Yeah.
Bremen? Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Good for Bremen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bremen's got her going right now.
I love it.
Bremen's got her going.
Makes me very, very happy. I like those people over there.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that they won state in volleyball?
You know, when you look at it, how close he was to being to winning state.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yep.
I bet you that Chelsea just like, these girls have any idea how close they are to being the best team in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, we were a dig or a spike away, and of course so was St. Henry, and you know.
But I will say this, is that, you know, for New Bremen to beat St. Henry in three games, that tells you a lot about how good they were playing.
Yeah.
So they had her. You got to be able to turn that dial a little bit in tournament.
Yeah.
And
they're just a little. I mean, you know what it's like when we won football.
Yeah.
You know.
Something happened.
There was nothing the first eight games of the season that ever told us that we would do that.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then it seemed like our wide receivers got a little bit more confident. And then
quarterback was.
Will, and it all just kind of.
Yeah, fit, that's right. You know? It all just kind of went crazy, didn't it?
It?
What a season.
Fun stuff there.
Yeah, it was the top. I would say that it was arguably the best season state tournament, better than any basketball thing I've ever been through. I think the football playoff winning state was the greatest thing that ever went through in my life.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, that was
next to the birth of my lovely kids and my marriage of my wonderful wife, Jody.
Yes. But you said sports, so
Thank you, Neil.
Yep.
Hey, if you got time, can you play that season ticket commercial one more time?
Yeah, I don't know. We got to get it. It'll go till daybreak.
What do you think, Rocker?
The important thing is,
yes,
get up to the school, say I want a season ticket, and they'll tell you how much they are.
Yeah. But they'll also ask you, do you want the senior pass? All sports.
How old you got to be for the senior high pass?
65. I think.
How old are you?
63.
How old are you, Rocker?
I ain't close.
43.
He's older than that.
Yeah.
45.
45?
Oh.
You're great.
Ooh, doggy.
Early.
Yeah, doggy.
Okay, I got another one of those sports questions for you.
I'm here, and Jack's here.
Okay. Now that they have officially done with the pay for play deal now, college. At what point do you think that, well, obviously they're saying, well, you can get paid for your likeness.
Right.
Now, okay, how does that transfer over into, let's say football, where, okay, Notre Dame, the only reason they're probably not in a conference is because they get the big TV contract from NBC. Am I not right?
I'd say that's fair.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if that's the case, does NBC say, well, okay, if you go into the Big Ten, we're going to void this contract? Well, is it worth it to Notre Dame to jump into the Big Ten? That way they can knock out the Maryland and the Rutgers of the world, which is dumb in the first place.
Every conference has them.
But if you want a quality competition, because we both know, we all know this.
Okay.
Okay, despite what the outcome may be, Ohio State, Notre Dame, two historic colleges, both make money off that game. Am I not right?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Now,
well, somebody does. They have to share it if it's in the league. But
who loses in that production? Nobody.
Right.
So by having Notre Dame in the conference, now Notre Dame might lose money by losing that NBC contract.
The Big Ten would love to have Notre Dame in it.
Yep.
The Big Ten would love to have Notre Dame. Any conference wants
but
Notre Dame.
But is there...
Notre Dame is a juggernaut of money.
Is there an offshoot of... Is there an out... Let's say... How can I say? Is there, a downside of...
No downside.
I mean, as far... Okay, if...
This question lasted longer than the basketball commercial did.
What in the hell is your point?
Well, I'm trying.
That was mean.
You done?
I'm sorry.
I've had 10 minutes of airtime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On this question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Go ahead, Rocker. I'm turning their mics off. Okay. They're off. Go ahead.
Except for Bubba's. We need Bubba's.
Well, I'll turn it back on when you ask the question.
Okay.
Talk then.
If Notre Dame comes into the conference, is Maryland and or Rutgers out?
No, absolutely not.
Nope.
So when does it stop become? When does it stop being the Big Ten?
It is now. There's 12 teams in it. So if Notre Dame would come in there, they'd bite two teams.
13.
So it's Baker Dozen.
There's got to be an even. There'd be an even number.
I think there's 13 now. Yeah, whatever. Nebraska.
I think there's 12 too.
We had 10 plus Nebraska and Rutgers and Maryland, right?
They're the same number in each
division, so it's an even number. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So where's Nebraska and Rutgers and Notre Dame or Michigan or Maryland then? I don't
know.
I think those three are all in the Big Ten.
No,
right?
They didn't all come in the same time.
I didn't say the same time. You said how many are there in there?
I think Penn State made them 11.
Yes. So there's 14.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
If Ohio State wins the Michigan game, is Harbaugh out?
No. No.
Good. We need him there.
Oh.
So we can keep winning.
Harbaugh is like, Harbaugh's like, well, top five coaches of all time in the Big, I mean, the Big Ten coaches, the Big Ten has one of the greatest coaching, I mean, when you look at who they got right now.
Yep.
They are loaded with coaches, you know, and Harbaugh ain't going anywhere. The only time, if he leaves, it's on his own will. You gotta remember, Rocker, they've only lost one game. And they just beat Notre Dame, beat the crap out of Notre Dame. They're going to be a tough. They may only lose one more game. Let's hope to Ohio State.
Yeah. Yep.
So they'd lose three.
Yeah. So who knows?
But in the minds of Michigan alumni, I would assume, the only game that matters.
Always remember this, okay?
Is the Ohio State game.
You don't know who you're going to get to replace them. You better have somebody good to replace them. So when you say you're going to get rid of Harbaugh, who are you going to get?
Well, Urban Meyer.
Well, I mean, Urban Meyer's not going to go to Michigan.
Well, but that's in their mind. They could Lane Kiffin.
No, I mean, they got to have somebody.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think you can.
Rich Rodriguez.
There's 14 teams in the Big Ten, correct?
Yep.
So if Notre Dame would come in, they'd have to go to 16. It'd be two divisions of eight then. So interesting. It's like the MAC.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one of the things Rocker was asking about was Rutgers in Maryland, which really aren't basketball Maryland.
I understand why Rutgers is in there.
Why is that?
Well, at least that's what they tell us, is the TV contracts from New York.
Well, absolutely.
That's why they're in
and
there.
And East Coast
Maryland's
recruiting.
Maryland's got D.C.
Yep. Yeah, but not as important.
Well, the TV is important, but they like the recruiting and the
and don't look at it just from a football standpoint.
Yep.
You know, when you look at it from a Maryland joined from a basketball standpoint.
Yep.
They were more of a power than what they are right now. I mean, yeah. And they're still not bad.
From a basketball standpoint, there are certain schools that are not in conferences, certain other conferences, they're in their conference for another sport.
Who?
I mean,
Notre Dame is the one I know of.
Well, Notre Dame, and I think there's maybe a few others, but I think, he's talking about Maryland was in the, used to be, I believe, in the Big East.
ACC.
Yep. Then, now they're what?
In the Big Ten.
Big Ten. Now is that just,
all
is
sports.
That all sports?
Yep.
Well, that's
interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they
and Nebraska used to be what? Pac 10?
Big 12.
Big 12.
Yep. Now they're in the Big Ten. But if you ask this guy about what movie year or whose birthday it is, you're on it.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Frank Sinatra. When did he die?
May 15th, 1998.
I'm not even going to look it up. There isn't any reason to look it up. But I used to do that.
But he didn't know Homer Simpson's wife's name.
Judy.
Is that what it is?
No.
Marge.
Oh.
OJ.
Okay.
Well, Judy seemed right to me.
Judy was Jetson.
Yeah. But, yeah. You
know. That was...
Puffed up in all the right...
Daughter, Judy.
That's daughter.
Yeah.
Wife. Jane, his wife. Bong-ass Roe.
I love you, Joe. Pastor Q just left just in
Pastor
time.
Pastor Q is a good dude. You ever go to that church?
Maybe we can get him in here to do the Jetson theme.
Hey, we'll get him up here. He'll be great on our Christmas show. He will be wonderful.
That'll he be also great. Might be amazed.
Yeah. But I want him to sing a song that makes me cry.
Okay.
Because I'm sure he's got them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you give me an Amazing Grace or something like that, I'm all bawling like a baby.
His you know, Broken Things is, that's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is a talented cat.
Yeah. Yep.
True.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. We got, we open up next Friday. Next Wednesday night, we got Sports Talk. Hopefully, Fee's back. We'll get somebody up here to, might get the commissioner up here.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, that'll be a whale of a show, wouldn't it?
So,
Les Johnson, God love you. Hang in there, buddy. Can't wait, Les, to see you.
Love you, man. Can't wait to see you shooting foul shots or three pointers.
Yep.
You need to keep a counter. I don't know who's ahead.
Okay.
Between him and Brent, as far as show appearances on this.
Digger or Brent?
Yeah.
I know. They're right there together, ain't they?
Yeah. Right. Neck and neck.
You're probably a little bit ahead of them.
I know. I'm low below.
No, you're here a lot too much, driving us nuts.
Jeff Hobbs.
Jeff Hobbs was up here a lot.
Yeah. Well, he's only on voice.
He used to stop in quite a bit when he was getting his car fixed up here. Yeah. I think he's got his car problems fixed now.
Yeah, we
got
to get rid of Rocker.
What?
He's an idiot.
If idiot was...
You played Keno yet at Brick Street?
Yeah, not doing very well.
What's your numbers?
I kind of...
You mix them up?
Yeah.
See, you have to pick three or four, stick with them.
That's right.
Well, one night I do all Reds legends.
Okay.
Then I do Yankee legends. Then every so often I just do random.
So the random has to be best. You can't let your heart
rule
your gambling.
Let's go up there and play some Keno right now. You in or out?
Booze it up. Forget who we are. Dip Jody in chocolate.
Whoa.
There we go.
We still got to dip her in chocolate yet.
I'm speechless.
I don't know.
Dip her out. Yeah, too. Neil.
On that note.
Take us out with the ticket sales.
No.
Huh?
No. Let's
You play that. Let's let's count. Play like, remember in MASH, Sentimental Journey? Gonna be a sentimental journey. Let's go with now until the next show of ticket sales.
No.
You in or out?
Nope.
Okay, next question is, okay.
Which be faster than the last one.
Which is longer?
Mine. Trust me. Yeah, it ain't even close.
Which is longer?
Yep.
Yeah. Stairway to Heaven.
8 minutes and 47 seconds.
Or that song, that deal.
I don't know. It's a close one.
That was mean. You're going to make me cry.
It's very close.
I think a couple of squirrels had kids during that little operation.
I think it did too. I want to thank Holly Gann for coming up. Pastor Q for setting in, talking to Jack and Rocker. Sports Talk and Insight next week. See you, folks.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.